I want to ask you a question. I don't have time to go through all the whole story, but I want to ask you a question. Did God deliver his people? Did Pharaoh take over his people? Did Moses have a bunch of unbelieving people around him? But in spite of it, did Moses obey God? Did God open up the Red Sea? Did they get across safe on the other side? What happened when they got across safe on the other side? On this side, before the sea was opened up, they were grumbling and complaining. Am I right? Are y'all going to be that kind of bunch? And when they got on the other side, what did they begin to do? Sing and rejoice. Why can't we sing on this side? Why can't we sing and rejoice now? Jesus said he's coming soon. Have you give out and give up on him? You don't think he's coming? He said, didn't he say, occupy until I come? Didn't he say, go in all the world and preach? Well, why are we quiet? Hallelujah. Why are we blending in? No, I'm going to stand out. What about you? I'm not going to compromise this word. Listen to this. I'm talking to Brother Tim. God have instructed us. How do we fellowship? Come on. I want y'all to get this today. How do we fellowship? Before you heard anything about coronavirus, how do we fellowship? We shook hands. We embraced. What are we doing now? Just letting the world infiltrate. When do you read that in the Bible? Bump on, bump elbows. What's the matter with us? We listen to the world and won't hear God. Never told me to do that. He said, embrace your brother. You might get something. I might get rid of something too. Greater is he that's in me. Than he that is in the world. I ain't saying don't wash your hands. I ain't saying because that's the way you get rid of germs and stuff. I ain't saying none of that. But I'm saying we got to stop being chickens. We got to grow up. I watch, I guess, Mac Dillon. Some of y'all probably didn't know what that is. If you let Mac Dillon have Matlock went off the scene. And if you watch too much of Mac Dillon, not enough Jesus, you get scared. I am not saying this stuff is not real, but I am telling you the greater one lives in me. The greater one lives in you. How do you get him working for you? Fill up with the word. Get that word in your mouth. Talk it. Stop talking that fear. Stop talking that unbelief. Stop talking about what the world is saying. Stop obeying everything the world say. And disobeying God. So quiet in here. Jesus is Lord. I know. Thank you, Jesus. But sometimes you face some tough things, just Just buckle up and say, bring it on, devil. I ain't backing down one bit. Because he's trying his best to make the church be quiet, trying to figure out every way he can to silence the church. But I've been made something. You've been made something. We've been made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And we're going to walk in it. We're going to tell others about it so they can get free. You go everywhere else. And where's the thing they're trying to keep you from? Where you assemble. Where you can be encouraged to praise God. Worship God. Amen. And you got to wake up. You find yourself in a place that you want somebody to get you out. It may not be nobody there to get you out. Because you had your opportunities. Hello? God loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your faith, and we close right here. Your faith is pure and real because it comes from God. Every one of us, I'm going to talk about three things in this, not today, but I'm going to talk about righteousness, faith, and love. And I'm going to talk about faith in a level that I never talked about it before. Thank you, Jesus. Your faith is pure and real. You know why? Because it came from God. God has that Romans 12:3. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think how? Soberly. Think how? Soberly. According as God has dealt to who? Every man what? The measure of faith. And the Bible says a faith man believes God. What did a faith man do? A man of faith believes God. Abraham was a man of faith, and he believed God. What did God do for Abraham? Have any idea? Well, if you don't, let me just tell you in a nutshell, like I said, I'm close. He made him rich. He made him the father of many nations. He became the father of faith. And God had raised up a nation of people that John saw him coming. He saw the one coming out of the 12 tribes of Israel, 144,000. Didn't he see him? Then he saw another group coming. And he said, I can't count them. Didn't he see it? These are people that believe God. They came through great trial. They came through tribulation. They came through persecution. They had to deal with sickness and disease. They had to deal with poverty and lack. They had to deal with curses and people abusing. They had to deal with diseases, addiction, and all kind of stuff. Huh? But they came through, didn't they? I said they came through, didn't they? We're in that number. We will not be forgotten and neglected. But we are victorious. Righteousness. We've been made like God.